Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. And today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Mary Magdalene Coughlin. Mary Magdalene is a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled Earthlandin'.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, even as it had been told them. Merry Christmas to whoever might be listening. Here at Queen of Peace Monastery, we take turns doing errands in town. And so we do get out there and we hear the noise and the bustle and the consumerism and the gifts and the tinsel. And the most amazing thing is that people are in such a hurry. Everybody is in such a great big hurry. And they're playing Christmas songs, but Christ and Christmas are totally, absolutely absent. And you wonder what everybody's running around about. It's okay, I suppose. We give gifts. They're shopping for gifts, and we give gifts because God gave us the greatest gift in the first place, right? The gift of Jesus, his son. And so, I guess, getting gifts and is a good thing. Those poor dear people in China have to make a living, don't they? So it would be wonderful to come away to a quiet place and rest a while and think about the wonderful story. It's incredibly beautiful. We've known it since childhood, most of us. We know it by heart. But it's good to go back to it in a quiet time and think. It's lost out there, and it's good to recapture it and spend a little time with it. So this is the shepherds and the angels. And it's the little family, a mother, like all good mothers, and a dad, like all good dads. This dad, Joseph, having done his best to provide, what? A secure place for his wife and child. And then the shepherds and the angels. Beneath that, though, it's good to just sit and dwell on that, imagine it, think about it, and then reflect that beneath that, there is something astonishing and amazing. And that is that the infinite, unknowable God has taken a giant step. A giant step into humanity. And it's good that it wasn't a step into an oriental palace, but an entry into our world, right down to the ground. What was it? It was so human. Flesh and blood parents, animals, a wooden crib, hay, and a rocky roof. and walls and a dirt floor. That touches, you know, just about everything. This is the incarnation, deep incarnation. Let's reflect on that a bit. This is the good news, that God is not absent from our world. Please, please never believe that God is not with us. God has made himself present to us in the life of his Messiah who walked on this earth. And that blesses all of the earth, every layer or facet or part of creation is part of this God story. And as it turned out, he not only came, but he stayed. Came right down into the blood and guts of our humanity. And so maybe we can think about giving thanks, just giving thanks, and about the the tremendous desire that God has to be with us and how humble God is. God wants to be right there in your living room and your kitchen and your bedroom. God wants and is there with you, with me, with us, all the time. And that is the greatest happiness that we can possibly know. Don't forget it. Don't let it slip away. Enjoy it. God bless you.